This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In between all the yelling and finger-pointing at the GOP primary debate last night, there were actually some economic policy points being bandied about. Among them was the flat tax. It's made increasingly frequent appearances in American elections since the 1990s or so. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, the flat tax, or rather the debate over it, has a much longer history than that.
It's flat tax for president.
I rolled up my tax plan today.
You have a flat tax plan.
About my tax plan and how
it is a simple flat tax.
This is actually not America's first flat tax rodeo. Not even close.
There are two instances where we actually enacted a flat income tax. One was in 1862 during the Civil War, and the other was in 1894.
Stephen Bank is a professor of law at UCLA.
Neither lasted long.
The first flat tax was ditched before it was ever enforced. The second was struck down by the Supreme Court. The U.S. debated a flat tax again in 1913 when the income tax was created. Here's how that debate went.
Not only should we have graduated rates, but we have to have steeply graduated rates. We need to redistribute income.
Others said, no way.
It's confiscation from the rich. It's an abomination.
Bank says in most of these debates, the view that prevailed didn't look at the flat tax as just a flat tax.
They were thinking about what is the overall burden.
Meaning there were tariffs and excise taxes, things that affected the poor and the rich differently. Even the draft was part of the debate.
The poor are paying a huge tax by sending their sons off to war.
Taxing the rich more on income was seen as a way to balance all these other taxes that affected the poor more. But Bank says times were simpler back then. Today, a complete restructuring of the tax system from payroll to sales to state, that is a complicated conversation, one that is hard to squeeze into a presidential debate. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.